And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. It's showtime, indeed. It's the Bart Hall Long Beach Show coming up this coming week, Wednesday through Sunday. We have in the world headquarters here Pat McDonald from the show, and on the phone from the show is Bart Hall. We're going to have be talking some show, some fishing, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a big day today is. So stoked to have Pat in here. We're going to be talking with Bart on the phone. It is show time, the big one. It's back.
Yeah.
How cool is this?
Well, we don't have Bart yet, but we have the man,
yeah.
Pat McDonald. He's the real brains behind the whole thing, right?
You guys, hey, Pat.
Why are you guys laughing?
Wait a minute. First of all, every time, I got to say this. Every time, you retired. What's the story? You're back to work now?
How did Bart drag you back? How did this happen?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I've been asked that question about 100 times, and that's not an exaggeration. I did not really retire. I never retired. Western Outdoor News, 34 years, it was like Groundhog Day. I'd done it enough, you know, and I was happy to have been there all that time.
Sure.
And it was time to go off and do some freelance and just relax and be with the grandkids and travel with Linda. And then Bart gave me a call one day, and I was going on a walk with Linda, and he's like, "Well, would you want to do a little bit of work?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do a little bit of work." Well, it hasn't been a little bit of work; it's been a lot of work. I had no idea what I was getting into, but it's been very rewarding, very exciting, and the fact that I was part of the team to bring the shows back, it's exciting. So here we are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so tell us about what's coming up. Is some kind of show coming up in Long Beach this week?
Yes, there is. Now, remember, we had the Pomona show. We had the Del Mar show, which is like the little baby brother. We had that was the first tackle sportsman show of the season. Usually it's a tail end. Because of the scheduling issues of bringing these shows back, we got the Long Beach Convention Center. It's now the final show of the season, and it's coming up on Wednesday. That's so we're going to start setting up on Monday. Actually, boats are being delivered right now to the Convention Center as we speak, and then we'll be loading up, and then we'll be starting on Wednesday through Sunday. So it's it's the granddaddy, 230,000 square feet of just outdoor fun and seminars.
230,000 square feet.
Yeah, and that's just inside. And then we're not – actually, we've lost about 100,000 feet from the normal show because another show is going on there for two days of the show, and we're not going to raise that area. But it was an area that we really did not utilize very much anyhow.
So that's in the main hall.
That's the main hall, yeah. So the show is going to look very, very similar. We're just moving Turner's up a little bit, and then the wall will go in. The Convention Center, at 15 years ago, whatever, expanded to Exhibit A or 1, 2, or 3 hall, and they separate them. So when you open that wall up, it's massive. So that would be 300,000 square feet. And then you have the upstairs and everything else. So this is a good space for us. 230,000 square feet is pretty big.
Plenty of space.
Look, in 2020, it was the biggest consumer sportsman show in the world.
Wow.
And it'll get back to that.
No doubt.
This year, we're extremely happy. We're sold out. We're sold out on vendors. More boats than ever. We got kayaks, travel. We'll talk about all that here. But
Seminars.
Oh, my gosh, seminars. I have a list of them right here. We can talk about some of the people who are going to be there. Frank Lepresse is going to be there.
Yeah, Frank's going to be there.
Serge Vasquez. Yeah. We've got, there's a wealth of guys. Chad Gerlach will be there. He'll be doing all over the place. We got fly fishing. And we also have a three-day fly fishing expo that's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're going to do a three-day thing there.
That's with the
Southwest
Federation.
Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers.
Yeah, the world's worst name in the history of
world's
fishing.
Worst name, world's coolest group.
Yeah, great guy. Yeah. Mike Michael and his group are just the best. But fly fishing. They've got to change their name.
I know. It's so long at fly fishing. Guys, but Michael Schweit, oh my gosh, he is
Michael's
so
awesome.
Great.
Full energy.
It's funny, his brother wrote for me for 7 years. Yes.
No kidding.
Yes, yes.
That's brother to Brad.
Oh,
Bradley. No
Brad
way.
Bradley.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's a small world.
Come on. I had no idea.
Small fishing world.
Oh, that's really cool.
So we have schedules up. They're all on hallshows.com. We got all the seminars up there. We've got 6 seminar areas, including the Hobie, the fly fishing, and then the 4 other areas. And we got the bass tank. We didn't have it in Del Mar. People are like, where's the bass tank? Well,
I liked the Del Mar bass tank. I thought it was cool.
It was kind of cool. It was a pool.
Yeah, they
have a pool.
They chucked all the bass in the pool. I thought it was great.
Yeah. And then what's that box? The black box in the pool was structure.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it made the bass happy, and they were hitting everything.
That's what I liked about it. I thought it was really cool. It's a lemons out of lemonade thing. Yeah. I thought you guys did a great job. It was fun.
Anyhow, so it'd be fun. It'll be great. That seminar here is going to be fantastic, and we're just really happy about how it's all turning out. And we've got a lot of little surprises for people, too. So we'll talk about that as we go.
Yeah. Well, so tell us about that. This is your baby. You've been organizing this thing for months and months and months. What's the seminar you're going
to
run to?
Yeah. What's the thing you're the most proud about? I'm dying to hear all this.
I'm going to grab my sheets here. If you hear a little rustling of paper out there in radio land, it's okay. Just to kind of remind me. Okay, one of them is for sure the Bass guys, Art Berry, Rich Tauber. I've never had a chance to listen to these guys on the Bass Tank,
right.
And they're just incredible.
You've known them as Bass Pros forever, but to get them together and on a seminar and on the stage.
Rusty Brown and Don Iovino. Don is old. He's old, but he is
But he's still there, man, the doodling king.
The king.
I saw him in Del Mar.
So knowledgeable. So I am looking forward to hitting those. I can't hit them all, of course. I'm going to be working the show, but I'm going to hit definitely.
So that's
Art Berry is incredible, and Rusty and those
totally.
So that's the Bass Tank? That's the Bass Tank.
You'll see it. They'll be up on top. And then, of course, when the seminar's over, you have questions, their booths are right there. You can go over there and talk to them. So they're just such good guys, and they're guides. If you want to go fishing fishing and learn how to bass fish, sure, the tank is a great place to go. But talk to those guys and go book – them on a trip. I mean, it is going to be one of the best trips of your life, and you're going to learn so much. So I can't emphasize that enough. We also have the Department of Fish and Game, Department of Fish and Wildlife Symposium. That's going to be a two-hour deal.
Those are
always fun. That's going to be. CCA is going to be involved on that. We'll talk about CCA a lot right now.
Wayne Cotto's going to be the moderator?
Yes, he will.
He's way better than I am. I can tell you that.
Oh, come on, Pete.
At moderating, man, I did that for several years. But Wayne has got the enthusiasm.
This will be a really cool one, too, because there's a lot of changes this year with the rockfish regulations and depth changes and things like that. This is going to be a really good year to attend that symposium.
And Wayne works with daily with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and he knows all the players and knows all the issues that he can really kind of...
Yeah, he's going to be able to lead great questions because he knows the questions to ask that we might not even be thinking about. Yeah, this is going to be really good.
Yeah, and I think I made it a two-hour. I did the schedules.
Smart.
I can see why Mike Lum hated to do the schedules. It's in... It's six seminar areas. I only had to do five of them, but it's insane. So, trying to schedule these things. And I had it on Friday, and I call it Bill Varney. I go, is it on Saturday or is it on Friday? He's like, no, it's on Saturday. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to change the schedules. They're on the website.
Speaking of Friday, of course, the Bill Varney.
Yes.
Corey Sandin, and they're surf fishing.
$40, get in, only 150 people, and you get in, $40, you get into the show, we got some croissants, coffee, and the information is going to be incredible.
You get in the back door of the show.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right.
You get in early.
And you get like a goodie bag and stuff like that. And those guys, every year that seminar sells out.
That money goes to CCA.
It all goes to CCA.
Yeah, but you get into the show for free.
Wow.
So that, by the way, that symposium, by the way.
You can buy that at hallshows.com.
Yes. And so that Saturday symposium is a two-hour deal, and that starts at 1:30 and goes to 3:30.
This is the Department of Fish.
Yeah, before it was like 1 hour, and I said, that's not enough time. We've got too much to go over with the 30-30 deal and the new rockfish regulations. So, we made it 2 hours.
Now, Benji Kim was the other name.
Benji Kim, thank you very much.
Yeah. Right.
Is the director coming down for that?
I don't know.
Because he's come down in the past.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I believe he is. Yeah. I'm not privy to that information.
Well, hey, let's ask Bart Hall. Bart Hall, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Bart?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm certain that all electronic devices are out to try to kill me. I actually had a fall that I had to retrieve my phone. I couldn't get it going. That's why I'm late. But anyway.
Oh, jeez. That's
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're all right?
No, the director is not coming, but Schumer is coming.
Schumer's coming.
Yeah, and Director Bess is coming, and so is George Traverso. So there'll be a lot of people there who want to hear what you have to say, and the fact that they're looking forward to it. Just be respectful. That's all I ask. Because these are people who are trying to help us. They want to help us. They may have a different opinion than we have, but we have to respect that opinion and give them our opinion. You know, and that's all we're asking for. We don't want to say we're right all the time. We just want to be heard and just hear what we have to say. And that's what they're doing. And those people, I really respect all those people that come down from the Department of Fish and Game to do this. Bonham would have come, Pete, if you had done a live radio show. But he said that since he couldn't do the radio show, he was just going to stay up in Sacramento.
Pat just handed me something about this lifetime membership.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, with CCA.
Yeah. Bart, do you mind if I go off on that a little bit?
No, go ahead, and I want to add to it when you're done. Yes,
you got
please
it.
Do.
Okay. Well, first of all, Bart has been a board member of CCA from the very start. He's and this time the PCS show had a very good response to the lifetime thing, so we want to up the ante on that. And so lifetime membership, it's $1,000 to get into CCA.
Lifetime membership to CCA, which is so important. All that, now here's the critical thing about a lifetime membership. When you buy a regular membership, part of that money goes to the national. When you buy a lifetime membership, all of the money goes to California.
I did not know that.
That's a huge deal, right, Bart?
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely. Yeah.
So in addition to getting the $1,000, you're actually a member, actually doing something and being involved, which we critically need that, especially right now. You also get a Daiwa reel, an Engel soft-sided cooler, a $40 gift bag, and a lifetime membership into the hall shows. And
Wait a minute. Lifetime membership in the hall shows. You get an Engel cooler. You get a Daiwa reel. That's got to be...
Plus the little goodie bag they give you, and then you get into the show anyhow, of course.
Yeah. So that's got to be worth $1,000 there, close to it anyway.
And then those who do get the lifetime membership are also in a drawing for a Hobie kayak, I believe, and a Dean safe. Is there anything else involved in that?
Man, that's so cool.
So, yeah, your chance of winning is pretty good. Bart, was there any other stuff that was available on that drawing?
No, that's that new Hobie kayak. It's the brand new one. This is a $3,500 kayak.
Wow. And so if there's only 10 people or 20 people, you're in. So you get a safe or a Hobie, and then plus you get all the other stuff. So it's my goal is to hit 20.
And I'm going to say, Bart, you have done more to aid membership for CCA than a lot of people out there. And I take my hat off to you because you have given a lot of your own money away to help our further fight for CCA. So thank you for that.
Well, Pete, you too. And you look at it, there's so many good people involved. You know, and Mike Lum, he keeps reminding us these lifetime memberships are important and we want them. But the real key is if we could get 100,000 members in CCA in California, which is a small fraction of the number of anglers, and they all gave $10 a month, which is nothing.
Yep.
$10 a month on your credit card. It just comes. You don't worry about it. And all of a sudden, we're financing our entire operation. It's really important. Lifetime members and the $10 a month and membership, we could really make a difference in California because politicians only listen to numbers. They only listen to dollars. We can hire good lobbyists. You know, it's really important. You can't just do this and hope that you have a good idea that you're a good person because you're dealing in politics here. You're dealing with people who don't really know who we are. All of us here on this radio show today and all of us listening, we want to have great fishing for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren, and for our great-great-grandchildren. We don't want to rape and destroy the ocean. We want to make it better. And so all we ask is that they listen to us. But they won't listen to us unless we have sufficient numbers and sufficient money to play in their arena.
Exactly. And they are listening to us. That's the cool thing is we're making incredible progress. And thanks to the hard work that Chris and Wayne and everybody associated with CCA, the volunteers with CCA, Robbie Gant and Luke Burson and all those kind of guys, all the guys up and down. I don't want to start naming names because I'll forget important people, but all those guys just work so hard.
Tireless.
To
they all have real jobs.
Yeah.
They all have real jobs, you know, and they do this for free. Yeah.
For sure.
Great.
Yeah. Well, all right, Pat, go on with the seminar thing. We were talking seminars here, Pat.
Seminars. Well, you know, the swordfish fishery, you know, the bluefin and all that. We've got Ralph Rocha. He's Alcor Offshore. He's a great seminar speaker on bluefin. He's going to be there every day on the main stage, Accurate main stage.
Along with
Frank. Frank's only there for 2 days.
Talking deep drop swordfish.
No. He's going to be talking mainly about bluefin fishing, what's out there, all the techniques.
Frank.
Oh, Frank. Frank LaPresse. Oh.
No. Ralph Acor.
Ralph will be talking about bluefin.
Okay.
Primarily.
Mentioned swordfish.
Well, swordfish, that is going to be Serge Vasquez. He's going to be doing the fine points of deep drop, and he's got all the tackle, he's got all the buoys and everything else. He's just incredibly knowledgeable. So we're very fired up about that.
And Frank's talking long-range fishing.
Yes. Yeah, Frank is talking about long-range fishing. And we also have Sam Long of Deep Purple Charters. He's also going to be speaking about swordfish, also kind of a 101. But both these guys are going to have booths there with all the tackle. So even after the seminar, go to their places, and then you can dial it in. I mean, they have all the knowledge. So if you want to learn, it's not, that's not 101. It's like you go there, bring a notebook, and then talk to these guys. If you want to learn how to do it, it's an awesome fishery. It doesn't cost much in terms of fuel. And, of course, you know, if you want to spend money on fuel, go bluefin fishing.
Speaking of tuna fishing, let's go to Royal Polaris and talk to Captain Frank Lopresti. His ears must have been burning. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys?
Great.
Really good. Good morning.
Great. We're talking about you doing some seminars up in Long Beach. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to do a couple of them. I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to do a seminar. I'm calling mainly just to give you a report on Roy, on the Royal Polaris. Yesterday they had a 336. And then the day before that, I believe John Collins had a 275.
Wow.
And several fish over 200. They had another one under over 200 yesterday. They've got a phenomenal catch, plus about, you know, just a little over 100 wahoo. And so they're having another fabulous trip, back-to-back trips that are just sensational, okay?
It's always, you know, you're always nervous because everybody always says the same thing. You don't want to get on the boat after they just crushed them, and the trip previous was amazing. Absolutely filled the boat, done, you know, best long-range trip we've seen probably in years, and then to have the boat go right back down and just pick up right where they left off, just so cool, Frank. It's great to see the long-range fishing so healthy and so great, and the boys just kicking some serious butt.
Yeah, it is. Hurricane Mike's really kicked some beautiful fish this year, that's for sure. All right, you guys, and I think Allie Yard leaves Tuesday on a two-day, and several other boats leave on trips. I know the Independence is leaving on a four-day, so hopefully we'll get this bluefin thing started. We know there's plenty of bluefin around, but the weather hasn't been the most cooperative, and that's why nobody was out this weekend. So hopefully soon starting, okay?
Yeah, it's there. We just need a weather window. Need them to shut this wind and rain storm off and let us go bluefin fishing.
Well, while we got Frank on the line, I just want to sneak one thing in there, too. You know, we're going to El Salto, our kind of fisherman's landing El Salto trip. Been sold out for a while. We had one guy just have to back out. Yeah, so there is one spot that just opened up to go to El Salto, myself and Frank and Brandon and a really, really fun group of guys. It's April 10th through the 15th. Brandon just bought his airfare yesterday. The plane is still wide open on the flight that we're going on. Airfare is airfare through CBX, insanely inexpensive.
Yeah, like less than $200.
Yeah, it's great. Like if you book the killer seat and pay for your bag and all that other stuff, it's like $200 round trip. So, but yeah, wide open, easy, and that trip has been sold out for quite a while. But we had one spot open up. So if you want to go,
Rick, just so you know, that's two spots that are open in case the guy wants to bring his wife or his son.
Oh, excellent. I didn't realize that.
It was a guy and his wife that couldn't make it, okay?
And Frank, correct me if I'm wrong. This is at Billy Chapman Sr.'s Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Great spot. I just came back from there. And you're only taking 14 people, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so it's like it's your own lodge.
Yeah, it's just
cool.
Our group.
Just your group.
Yeah.
It's a great spot.
And the
guides are great. The boats are the best on El Salto.
Yeah.
They actually fish in pongas that are so much more stable and so much more roomy than the tin bass.
The stability is the ticket. Yeah, they're very comfortable. It's just an awesome trip. Several guys from the tackle store going in the landing and fishing. It's just going to be a lot of fun people. And I didn't realize there was two spots. That's even better. So, yeah, you and a buddy, come grab those spots. There's, you know, it's a couple of weeks out, plenty of time to get your gear ready. Flights are still cheap. Come fishing with us.
So how do they get go grab those two spots, Frank?
Well, best way to do it is call the land and leave a name and phone number, and I will call them back today or tomorrow or the next day, whenever they decide. But call Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500.
Tell them you want to go on the El Salto trip with Rick and Frank. And Brandon and the gang and
Carl.
Carl's going too.
He's going to be a really fun group. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun.
So just call Fisherman's Landing 619-221-8500 and tell him, you want to go to El Salto with the gang? I want to go. Yeah.
Come with us.
I want to go back. Hey, Frank.
Got to remember, you got to have a passport.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
You know, I have a question about that. I think somebody traveled with us down there and had a passport card. Because you're crossing by land,
yeah.
I don't think you need a passport book. You need a passport. You could use a passport card or a passport book. But don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure somebody came with us. Maybe one of our listeners can confirm that.
Sure,
that
but you're right.
If you're crossing by land, you only need the passport card.
The card is not good for land or not good for air travel, but you're not using your card for air travel. Yeah. You're using your card to walk across the border via CBX and then take a domestic flight from Mexico to Mexico.
But again,
I'm with
don't
you.
Quote me.
Yeah, totally.
Let's get that for sure and find that out. But Frank, thank you. I see those posts from Roy and Big D about how incredible that Royal Polaris trip is. I can't wait to see them come back. When do they come home?
They will be home on the 30th.
On the 30th. All right. Very good. Yes, Captain Frank Lopresti coming up for the big Bart Hall show this weekend. We'll see you at the show, and we'll see you down at the landing. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, when we come back, we've got so much to talk about. Today is the day, the big kickoff before the Long Beach show. More with Bart, more with Pat. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Bart Hall Family Fishing Shows, the ultimate celebration of boating, fishing, and hunting with hundreds of international travel and tackle booths, dozens of daily seminars, acres of boats, kayaks, RVs, and more. It's a day of family fun. March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been a very busy morning already, talking fishing, talking fun. Man, if you want to join us, there's a lot of opportunity to do so this morning. Give us a call at 213 213- 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, or send us a text. We've already got a ton of text pouring through. Everybody's got big questions about the shows and the seminars and the vendors and the people and the time. It's just going to be a very busy morning. If you want to send us a text, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. A free download, easy to find, the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, the easiest way as well. And also you can catch all the cool archive shows. If you catch a rad tip from Pat on catching a bluefin today and you want to go back and listen, archives are always available through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here to start things out from Kevin at Camp Pendleton, and he says, awesome job, Bart. Your father must be so proud of you while he's looking down from heaven. I know I am. Thankful for the military discount. And he says, I'll see you tomorrow. We got to wait till Wednesday to go to the show, Kevin. So Wednesday through Sunday. But Bart, tell us about the military discount, and kids, of course, free.
Well, we've always offered a military discount, active military. You have to have your military ID, but that gets you that discount, and seniors get a discount. And if you're under the age of 16, you always get in free. That was my dad's thing always, you know. He would, even recently, I remember, I'm not going to mention any names, but a boat dealer that we all know complained to my dad about, just before he died, he said, how come you do all this stuff, you know? You got these dogs and you got all this stuff, and you know, you go on TV and you're showing all this stuff, and why aren't you like showing our boats on TV? And my dad goes, because here's why. Because if I just showed your boats on TV, then what would happen is a bunch of old guys would come down here and they'd look at your boats. But do you think they're going to spend X number of dollars on that boat without asking their wife? No. So he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that we provide a full day's worth of family entertainment at every show we do. And we've been working on that for 75 years, and I think we've got it down pretty good. I think we provide more family entertainment than most of the shows in this country. You know, and it's very satisfying to me. You know, I say all the time, you know, we don't manufacture anything. We don't sell anything. All we do is support the interests of the sport fishing community. We hope we can help to grow it. We hope we can help to nurture it. And that's all we can do. And we work hard at that. Pat is an incredibly hard worker who has worked his butt off to get this done. This would not have been possible without Pat McDonald. You know, and we have other people involved, too, that you don't know. One of my friends is a 100-ton captain, great fisherman Jim McComb. He used to be in the manufacturing business, manufacturing parts for boats that made fast boats go faster, so he's kind of a hero. You know, we've got that going on. We've got Jonathan Hall. We've got Bill Varney helping us. We've got, you know, without my wife, Jenny, it would not have been possible to make any of this happen. You know, I quit the other night at 8:30. I said, I'm done, honey. And she kept working till 10:30. I mean, she's just a tireless worker. And we started this without a database. We had nothing. You know, we started out without any financing, without any database, without anything. And here we're coming up, and I'm looking at this map, and I'm thinking, my God, this is a beautiful-looking show. I can't wait to see it come off the paper and up into the air, because it's going to be spectacular. I can't wait to see that Shimano booth. That's the biggest booth they've ever had at any of our shows ever.
Which, that's Whoa. Saying something, because there have been some huge... I remember a Long Beach show years ago, they had like three different boats from their people and all their gear. I can't imagine that this will be even bigger than that. I can't wait to see it.
Well, if you add them all up, I think it's 12... 18 booths.
Is that right, Pat? Pat's thinking right now.
Yeah.
He's adding them up. There's a lot. It's a big booth.
Well, it's close to it because they have a large Shimano area.
Sure.
And then around the corner, they have a 30-foot technical booth that they have, where if you bring your reels in, they'll work on them right there.
No kidding.
Yes. Love that.
They're not gonna, you can't leave them there, you know, and then...
But they'll work on them right there.
They'll go over some
Shimano
stuff.
Shimano reels.
Yes. And then around the corner, they have their G. Loomis, and then and their fishing lines.
Which will be one of the first times that you can check out the brand new G. Loomis Saltwater Series rods.
Right.
They just built. I mean, like, they're not even in the tackle shops yet.
Yeah,
like,
MX
I mean,
Pro.
Yeah, you'll be your first opportunity to get to pull on those.
Now, like Shimano and a lot of other places, make sure you go to the manufacturers and find out what the deals are. Now, I was talking to some of the guys at Shimano. They're like, well, we don't want to talk about them either on the air or before because of just, you know, they just don't want to talk about it because they have retailers that they don't want to upset. So you have to go to the show and you have to find out what the deals are. It could be fishing line, could be deals, you know, certain amount of money off. But they're working with, like, Turner's and Bob Sands and all the other retailers that are there. So be sure to go. Like, Gamakatsu has deals and all this stuff. So you always want to say, hey, so what are you offering?
Exactly.
So go get a reel at Turner's or Bob Sands or Fishing Syndicate or whatever, who's selling them. And then come back and we'll do what we do.
Yeah,
so,
then go back to whatever manufacturer
you got. So how big, speaking of Turner's, how big is the Turner's booth?
It's the biggest they've ever had in the history of the whole show.
Yeah, Bart's laughing.
It's like 50, was it?
No, not even close.
What is square footage?
It's 110 by 80, so it's like 10,000 square feet.
Oh my God.
By far, it is bigger than it was in 2020.
And I guarantee you, this is the last show of the year, and I guarantee you they're going to be blowing out stuff.
The Del Mar show, they had set records for sales.
Yeah.
By 2 o'clock, they had met all their quotas, and they kept on going. So it's the biggest sales they've ever had in Del Mar. And Del Mar is not a massive selling show anyhow, so it was, you know, but still, it's pretty significant.
Long Beach is. Long Beach is bringing it out here.
Long Beach is crazy, and people thought, oh, how much retail are you going to have at the shows? Well, we got Turner's, we got Jimmy's, we got Bob Sands, 120 feet. You got Big Fish Tackle.
Island Tackle.
Max Sporting Goods.
Island Tackle.
Island Tackle. Yeah.
Island Tackle. Well, yeah.
You started with 100,000 square feet of Turner's. What more? 10,000 square feet of Turner's. What more do you need?
And I will just say
that's
this.
So cool.
Is that Mike Wynn at Turner's said, please don't show the ad that we have, because I kept asking, where's the ads? Where's the ads? I want to put it in the program. He says, well, we're not going to get it ready for the print program, but you can put it in the digital, which we'll have out today. It's 80 pages, 100 pages, whatever. And but in there will be the full page ads. But on the Bart Hall show's website soon this morning, and then but right now I already posted the ads on the Facebook page. They're up, and the deals in there are outstanding. I mean, if you want to go get Mad Max, Seaguard line, you've got you buy a
Gamakatsu hooks.
You buy a rod, you buy a reel, you get a rod. I mean, it's all
pretty crazy.
It's in there. It's crazy. So, yeah, you're gonna have people sprinting through the show in the very beginning of the show, running to the Turner's and the other retail areas, and they should because they're gonna get some amazing deals.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to mention you want to get through online here. 213-432-1090 open right now. 213-432-1090. Now get this. One lucky caller and one lucky texter is going to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Bart Hall show. So caller's going to win a four-pack, and texters are going to win a four-pack. So we always say, you have a better chance if you're a caller to get that family four-pack of tickets to go to the Hall shows this Wednesday through Sunday. Bart, I'm sorry I stepped on you there.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, you know, make sure you go to the – some of these deals are available in the booths at the manufacturers. Like Gamakatsu, their deal is available in the booth. And I think this is the first time that Gamakatsu has ever brought Spro out here. So Spro will be making their debut at a show on the West Coast. They'll be sharing it with Sea Falcon. But that should be kind of a fun little area, too.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's a really good one, yeah. All the guys, I know Gamakatsu will be right next to them and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's all part of the same little package there. They're all part of the same little conglomerate. So it's kind of nice. And, you know, the show is laid out much differently than it's ever been laid out before. And that's due to my niece, Susie. She says, you really want to just get long lines and you get in a row and you can't get out and you have to walk all the – why don't we make it so people can move around and see things and go where they want? So you're going to see it look quite different, and I think it looks great. I love it.
That's
so we'll
cool.
see.
Well, hey, I have another great text here, and it's from John, and he says, great show, guys. I'm excited to hear that Art Berry is going to be at the show. Do you know how I can get in contact with him for his guide service? I do. Go to the show and come up to him after the seminar, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Right.
But I'll be happy to give you his phone number. If you write down your number and put it, we'll get it to you.
Yeah,
Art is coming up all 5 days. He's staying up there the whole 5 days with all the other guys. So come on by. He's really a fantastic guy. I asked him, can you do a seminar for Del Mar? And he goes, I'm not just going to give them a seminar. I'm going to give them the best show of their life.
That's cool.
And I go, all right, that's what I want to hear from a seminar speaker.
Okay, so I'm not a bass guy, and I don't know who John Larry Art Berry is.
You're not a bass guy.
I'm not a bass guy. You definitely are not. I know Rich Tauber is.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just going to not have to explain it to you. Yeah. But he's like he's an El Cajon guy. He fishes. I don't know. He's won like $300,000 on tournaments here like this, and he's an incredible guide. He does
a guide service.
Yeah.
A true professional who is also from San Diego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like a who has seen huge tournament wins and, you know, been around for a long time and in the boat industry. And from here.
Berry does a lot of the tournaments and in California, and he is one of the guys to beat every week in every week.
Wow.
So he is the great. He's like a legend. I mean, when I was editor of West Netra News and we're doing one bass and I was doing those supplements and everything and writing about him, although I wasn't involved in the bass world, I always heard Art Berry this, Art Berry that. You know, it's just like, what the hell? This guy is big time. Yeah, he's like the Kobe Bryant, I swear, of bass fishing.
And he'll be doing seminars every day.
Yeah, they're all good. And
That's so cool.
And you know, Chad Gerlach, I mean, you know, Hookup Baits, the guy is going to be doing a ton of them. He's going to have one of the seminars on the bass.
He does seminars mostly about fishing pyramid, right?
He's going to do two on pyramid, the Lahontan,
cutthroats.
Yeah. And so he's got it dialed in. So if you're not, it's not fly fishing, it's using his baits. And like Benny Seacrest, man, he's like, you know, Benny, he gets off on tangents in his life, you know, as far as fishing. You know, he's kind of an addict of fishing. He goes, if it's not salmon, it's white sea bass, it's bluefin. He's on this tangent now of Pyramid Lake. And so
Benny
hear him talk about it, and he uses the hookup baits, and it's just insanity. He goes, I go and I fish between the ladders, and I'm just killing them. I can see fish moving out there. It's the best fish we've ever had. It's like, if I remember the Salton Sea, it's like that. So Chad is going to be doing two seminars. All this stuff, all these seminars are listed on hallshows.com. So get that. All the schedules.
One difference between the pyramid and the Salton Sea. You freeze your butt off the pyramid.
Hottest place you've ever been and coldest place you've ever been.
And you bake your butt off.
Yeah, the coldest.
It's the Salton Sea, but I wish that Salton Sea.
Yeah, so you don't have misters set up to try and keep you cool at pyramid? Like, that's not a thing?
You want to suffer? Get on a ladder, you know, as they say, in pyramid. The worse the weather, the better the fishing.
You've been there.
Hey, I got a quick text that I really wanted to read, Bart, and I know how much you're going to like this one. It says, good morning, guys. I just wanted to thank Bart for all of his hard work bringing the shows back. I brought my nephew to this year for his first ever Del Mar show, and he caught his first trout ever. Needless to say, we had an absolute blast. Thanks for the lifetime memories. Can't wait for Long Beach. That's from Jack in Allied Gardens.
Oh, that's cool.
Good job, Bart.
Yeah. You make me cry, geez.
That's good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports. Great info. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's showtime. The Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center, has set the standard for all other outdoor recreation events since 1946. Nicknamed the granddaddy of them all, the Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will be celebrating the 75th year of Hall Family Show production by honoring Fred and Lois Hall and the outdoor recreation show industry they created. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, international hunting and fishing travel, overland vehicles, campers, and lots of cool stuff. A full day of family fun. Hundreds of seminars. The Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. Ultimate Air Dogs. Paul Bunyan's Lumberjack Show. Great American Duck Races. Kids Casting Contests. Air Gun Ranges. Archery. Axe Throwing. And so much more. Thanks to our sponsors. Mammoth Lakes. Turner's Outdoorsman. Accurate Fishing Tackle. Bob Sands. Okuma. Convict Lake. Daiwa. Fisherman's Landing. Shimano. And all of our friends for the last 75 years. Don't miss the Bart Hall Show. March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EPA GMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packed up. If you want to get through, there is one line still open. That's 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Bart, talk to Pat, but also your opportunity at winning a family four-pack of tickets to the Long Beach Fred Hall Show. Long Beach Bart Hall Bart Show. It does roll off.
Okay.
My bad.
I'm sure Bart doesn't mind that.
I've been saying that for a while.
I don't mind at all.
Well, we're excited. Next Wednesday through Sunday, Bart, we're really excited.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to mention... Go ahead, Bart.
You can say it all you want. I can't say it.
You can't say it.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Gotcha. Hey, I want to mention there are some great trips available on the American Angler. Still spots available on their two-day trips that are coming up. They have one coming up next Sunday, Sunday the 2nd, Wednesday the 5th, Wednesday the 19th. Wednesday the 26th and Sunday, April 30th. All of those are available.
Wow.
They had availability as of last weekend. I'm not sure how many spots left, but two-day trips on the American Angler. Talk about a great team there and a great boat. Oh, my gosh.
And with the bluefin already around, the Player Supreme's last trip having a nice hit, and this is just more time, and hopefully this Seattle weather that we have finally blows out of here, and we get back.
We're getting close.
I know. I just feel like
we're
it, doesn't
close.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ready.
But if you want to go on the American Angler, this will be your only shot all year.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Call Lori in the office of the American Angler. Check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Hey, phones are packing up. One line open again, 213-432-1090. Christian's standing by, waiting for your phone calls, and you have a chance to win that family four-pack of tickets to the show.
Let's jump into the phones. Again, if you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Talking to Hills from Ventura. Hills, thanks for getting us started on the phones here this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm really excited about going to the Bart Hall show. Sorry. My questions are, how old is a senior? Will you have the CCA package this go round with the entry that includes, like last time I was there was kind of a goodie bag and a membership, a 1-year membership and a ticket to get in.
Bart?
Yes, you get the ticket to get in for sure. Now, we wanted to have a special doorway just for CCA members who bought that package. But the City of Long Beach and the Convention Center has decided that everybody has to walk through a magnetometer
And so we all have to go in through this. But they can handle like 2,500 an hour, so we're going to be okay. It won't be too bad. But that's not, we can't have the special entrance way that I wanted to have. But yes, you will get in for free with your ticket. And also you will, if you go in the, for the Friday surfish seminar, you don't have to join CCA for that, but all of that money will go to CCA, and you get in free. And in that particular case, you get in through a special entrance.
And also, I might add too, if you join CCA, you get in free, and you also get a goodie bag from CCA, right, Pat? Pat's shaking his head.
Yep. It's like $40-$60 value, and then you get that, and then
And the 1 year membership to CCA too.
And the importance of being part of the solution or part of the voice. You know, it's extremely important. That's first thing I'm going to do when I go to Long Beach. I didn't have a chance to do it in Del Mar, but I'll be doing it in Long Beach. And
perfect.
I've been involved in conservation for the last 40 years, and I got to continue it. And Wayne and those guys are just fantastic. So, yes, definitely, you're good to go. Come on, let's sign up. Let's get in the show and have a good time.
And if you do the $1,000 lifetime membership, like we said, you get an angle cooler, you get a Daiwa reel, you get a lifetime pass to the Bart Hall shows.
That's so rad.
And other stuff.
And you're in a drawing for a $3,500 kayak, Hobie kayak, and a Dean safe. And not a little one either, a nice size one.
Like Bart said, $3,500. Kayak.
A $3,500 kayak, and that's just for people who sign up for the lifetime. So there could be like 10, 20 people in that. So, you got a pretty good chance of getting it. So, high value, and it's important to be a part of the solution.
I love it. Hey, I had a great text come through from our buddy Gary in Lawndale. So, good morning, everybody. One of my favorite things that I never miss at the fishing show is the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea prize wheel. Do you know if that's going to be available at Long Beach? And also, what other kid-supporting events might we find at the show?
Bart, okay, you want to weigh in on that? I've got plenty, but...
I'll say a little bit. We are not going to have the Rollo Kids at Sea. I've reached out, but they've been very busy. They've done a lot of stuff. They're worn out. They don't have. They're kind of worn out. They want to save their prizes for some other stuff. I am going to be donating some big prizes to them to do for something else later in the year. But no, they won't be there. But go ahead, Pat.
Oh, well, but okay, let's say I'm a kid. I'm going in the show. Okay? So, first of all, I get to go in for free. And my mom and dad are going to have a bag, and I can hold the bag, and I can collect all the cool stuff. And then I'm going to get to go fish. And then I'm going to get to do laser shot. And I'm going to do a BB shot. And I can do archery. And then I can go over to the progressive area, and I get to watch a very large 6-foot fish talk and sing to me. And I can spin a wheel and get a prizes at the progressive area.
Go fishing.
I can watch.
Catch trout.
Go fishing, obviously, the Mammoth Lakes deal. And then I'm going to go see some shows. I'm going to go see the Paul Bunyan show. My granddaughter went and saw that, had a blast, did the duck races.
Is Donathan Hall going to have a scuba diving exposition there?
No. They're... You know, putting the pool in, I think we're going to limit ourselves to doing the bass tank. We got the bass tank. We're very excited about that. It takes a long time to drain those things through that because it's not like, you know, you got to drain it into an interior drain.
Right.
So
we
decided not to. But next year, I think we'll definitely do that. But we have the casting pond, too. You want to take your child over there and... Hey, Mom and Dad, I want to go learn how to cast. There's going to be somebody over there to teach you how to cast in the lagoon as well.
And the other thing, too,
is the
Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishing are going to teach you how to cast. If you ever wanted to cast a fly rod, you go to the fly fishing section, and they'll teach you how to cast. And that's a great way to start a kid is fly casting.
Oh, absolutely. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 9 seminars on the first day. That's Friday. And then Saturday there's 10, and then 7 on Sunday.
Look at that list, dude, you guys do
not mess around on your seminars. This is crazy.
Look at the fly fishing.
Michael Sweet is got it going.
Yeah, and, nice job.
And you got the Hobie area too. They've got I think 10 seminars in there.
Wow.
So for the kayaks and for all those guys. So, you can learn how to fly fish. And then we got 11 booths for the Fly Fishing Expo, and then we have the a casting area where you can learn. So that'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a show within a show. It's very cool.
It's cool. Awesome.
Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's jump back in and talk to Dan. He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I just called to say I can't wait for the show. Enjoyed every year. Pretty bummed out we missed that that little brief period there. But I want to tell you a Bart Hall quick story, how genuine he is. So he was up at Lake Crawley for the opener to give out the Big Fish Award. And my daughter, she caught the biggest fish, the biggest trout that day on opening day. And this was about 7-8 years ago. And Bart Hall was there giving out prizes, and he gave out free tickets for the show. He hands me a card and says, hey, you guys call me when you get to the show, and I'll get you in. I go, oh, really? Okay. So sure enough, got to the show, called him on that phone number. He walked out, hand-walked us in there, and said, hey, guys, have a great time. I was like, wow. So he really came through. So that's awesome. Wanted to tell you that story. So it was great. Yeah.
That is cool.
Anyway.
That's a good story. Hey, Bart, speaking of Mammoth Lakes and the trout opener, I know it's a family tradition for the Hall family to be up there for opening weekend, which is about a month, right at a month away here. Are they going to have an opening weekend because of all this snow? I heard everything is frozen up there.
It's hard to tell. I'll weigh in on that one. There's a ton of snow up there right now. Mammoth and those guys are dealing
record
with that.
Snow.
The Blake Jones Derby was canceled or postponed. I wouldn't say canceled, postponed. So, yeah, they're dealing with a good problem and a bad problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll just have to keep an eye on that. But just remember this, the water flows during the season are going to be extremely high. So make sure you adapt to your fishing and also safety issues. So
I was going to say, being somebody who, you know, honestly, thanks to all of you guys, especially Bart and Pete and you too, Pat, Mammoth is like one of my new favorite fisheries. I love it up there. I really like going. I really like trout fishing. But this will be the first year that we fished after a crazy snowpack like they have now. How does it change? How does it differ? Is it tougher? Is it better because there's a lot of water? Like how does it affect things? Like because I've never done it yet. Like
you know,
I love it up there.
The river a lot like the Lower Owens going to be blown out. I think for a while. I mean it depends on how the flows are
because there's so much water coming.
Water coming in. But you know they can regulate the water at the Upper Owens. I mean Crowley. I mean it's hard to say really, but it shouldn't affect the lakes that much, right, Pat?
No, not a Mammoth. The Mammoth lakes won't be affected really at all.
I mean the good news is George will be full.
Well,
which it hasn't been full in years.
But we do know this.
Great
is that
for the lakes, maybe tougher for the moving
right,
water.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, the road to Red's Meadow won't open probably very early. The upper lakes of Lake Mary, those will probably be closed off a little bit, or it'll take a little bit to get
You'll have to hike in.
You'll have to hike in. So, but
maybe have it to yourself.
That's true too. Yeah.
Right. So that's a consideration. But there's by a month into the season, all the access will be open and will be good. So,
I know. I hope so. I mean, the amount of snow that they have.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Those photos of like seeing the people walking by the chairlifts are insane. It's like where the chairs are under.
And there's
snow,
more coming.
Like, crazy.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Bart. Are you going for the opener?
Yes, I am. But you have to remember now. Bishop, it's better than it is up in Mammoth.
True.
And I believe we're going to find out from the horse's mouth here starting on Wednesday. You'll be able to ask the guys from Convict. You'll be able to ask the people from Bishop and people from Mono County. They'll give you an accurate assessment. And I talked to John Erty the other day, and he said that he thinks they're going to be skiing up there until August.
Yeah,
what that means is we're going to have good fishing later in the year because we're going to have good water flow all the way through September, October. It's going to be really good late in the year as well as the middle of the year, and I think you're still going to be able to fish Crowley. You'll probably be able to fish Convict. Maybe you can't get the boats out, but there's going to be places you can fish. That water's moving pretty strong there from the inlet up on the south side to the outlet on the north side. We'll see. We'll ask them because they'll be there next week.
Exactly.
And we'll find out.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. When we come back, I want to talk more about the Mammoth Lakes area, the whole Eastern Sierra trout fishing area.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more to cover, including the catch report, finding out what's biting. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCal homeeval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150, part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney. Do you want to become a better surf and bay angler? If so, please join us at the upcoming Long Beach Bart Hall Show on Friday, March 31st. Join Corey Sandin, Benji Kim, and myself at the CCA pre-show seminar. Find tickets and more information today at hallshows.com.